Cameroon's Elections Management Body, ELECAM, says 7.9 million civilians have registered as voters ahead of the August 31 deadline set by the Central African States Electoral Law. Cameroon is preparing for presidential elections next year to end an ongoing seven-year mandate. The date for the presidential polls will be decided by longtime leader Paul Biya. Biya was declared the winner of the country's 2018 presidential polls, even though some opposition and civil society groups reject the results and accuse Biya of massive fraud to maintain his grip on power. Cameroon rights groups say citizens are afraid to register because voters who protested what they claim was the stolen victory of the opposition Cameroon Renaissance Movement, or MRC, leader Maurice Kamto in 2018 were jailed for rebellion and attempted insurrection. The MRC and a coalition of political parties that support Kamto say they will not tolerate fraud and electoral malpractice during the expected 2025 polls. They are urging civilians to register because voter registration is fundamental to credible elections. The opposition and civil society say they have sent caravans to towns and villages all over Cameroon to encourage citizens to register and qualify to vote before registration ends in 10 days.
Massive registration campaign in Bokwango.
This member of the opposition moves in neighborhoods in Boya, capital of Cameroon's English-speaking southwest region, asking people who expect to register to also be ready to protest should the polls be rigged. Tamfu Richard is a human rights lawyer and a member of the Cameroon Party for National Reconciliation, or CPNR. Richard says the CPNR is particularly encouraging disgruntled youth who constitute a majority of Cameroon's population to register, vote, and come out massively to protest should their victory be stolen again. He says the opposition will not allow Biya and his government to continue ruling Cameroon with an iron fist.
Cameroon is at the crossroads where the current leader is of age and has been there for 42 years. So it is in the interest of Cameroonians to have a different face, somebody who is young at the helm. It is in the interest of Cameroonians to make sure that they massively register, supervise their votes and defend it when the time comes.
Cameroon's opposition and civil society estimate there are close to 16 million potential voters in the country of about 30 million civilians. 47-year-old merchant Emmanuel Neba says a majority of Cameroonians are reluctant to register because they believe Biya, who has been in power for over four decades, wants to rule until he dies.
We leader Paul Biya will still win the election. In America, Joe Biden is 82 and he has abandoned his candidacy to a younger person. But in Cameroon, Paul Biya, who is 91, wants to continue to be president forever. And that is why the youth are not eager to go and register to vote.
Cameroon opposition and civil society say citizens should emulate the example of Chad, which has more than 8.2 million registered voters among a population of about 18 million. They say Cameroonians should also get inspired by Senegal, where over 7 million people in a population of about 17.5 million registered for the West African States' March 19 presidential elections. Opposition and civil society proponents say that the massive involvement of youth in Senegal made victory possible for 40-year-old Bassirou Diomaye Faye over 62-year-old Macky Sall, who was running for a third term as president in the West African country. Cameroon government officials assert Biya has won all presidential elections he contested since the return of multi-party politics in 1990. The government refutes opposition claims that Biya is planning to rig elections next year and warns civilians against what officials say is increasing hate speech ahead of the polls. Opposition and civil society say the Cameroon government considers criticizing Biya hate language and threatens arrest. Bia has not publicly announced that he will run again in the October 2025 presidential elections, but his supporters and government ministers have been organizing political rallies calling on him to run again. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.